shutdown's been achieved at the damaged nuclear power plant. CNN's Paula Hancock tells us what that means.
A cold shutdown means that the temperature within those crippled reactors after the March 11th earthquake and tsunami are below 100 degrees centigrade.
However, nuclear energy experts say it could be decades before the radioactive contamination around the plant's cleaned up completely. Several players and even the coach of the Chicago Bears are having a hard time believing their wide receiver Sam Hurd is sitting in jail on federal drug charges. But teammate Roy Williams is blunt about Hurd's situation, basically saying, you play, you pay.
That's a choice that he made, and there's consequences with choices that you make.
Hurd is charged with conspiring to distribute cocaine. Radio personality Howard Stern has landed a job as a judge on NBC's competition show, America's Got Talent. Stern was a guest on Piers Morgan's show last night on CNN. Morgan himself used to be a judge on the talent show. Stern tossed him a compliment.
Between you and Simon, I would say we're the two best judges ever on these type of shows. So big shoes to fill.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
This holiday season, Lowe's is making it easier for you to give your grill master the perfect gift. Right now, save big when you purchase a Grillmaster 4-burner gas grill for only $149. That's a savings of $50. Plus, find other great values like a Black & Decker cordless screwdriver for just $29.97. Hurry, supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 12/14/11 to 12/26/11.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Gifts for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/17.
Something to look forward to in 2012, or not, depending on your point of view. More credit card offers will be coming your way. Companies have revealed that people are doing a much better job of keeping up with credit card payments now. Default rates have dropped so sharply this year that issuers are expected to open up more accounts next year. People with moderate credit scores ought to find getting an account easier than it has been for the past few years. As for economic headwinds to worry about in 2012, inflation likely will not be one of them. This morning, before Wall Street's opening bell, we get the November reading of retail inflation. The Consumer Price Index is predicted to increase only 0.1% from October. That's the tiny pace many economists think we would see for at least several more months. Asian stock markets edge higher today. European markets are near flat. U.S. stock futures edging up. S&P futures gaining 10 points now. NASDAQ futures up 16. Dow futures up 72. I'm Andrew O'Day, in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
It's fourth and goal, and they need a touchdown. So, Bill Curry of Boston, Massachusetts, you better go for it, because your wife wants that sapphire and diamond ring for Christmas, and you need to score more than a field goal. Also, could you quit leaving your wet towel on the floor? It's seriously annoying!
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Trubiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society, while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, two out of three ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Trubiano.
And good morning, everybody. Pleasure to be with you. It's a Friday morning. Absolutely. We made it. We made it to Friday. Now we got to make it through Friday. But I have every confidence that the staff has put together enough of a program that I think we can get through the next 3 hours. I hope that you're all doing well. We're really just a little over a week away from Christmas. Falls on, of course, a weekend this year, next weekend. And we only have another week of shows before we're going to take a little time off for the end of the year. We'll be presenting some best of programs beginning a week from Monday. But we've got a lot of stuff to get to between this show right now and all the way till next Friday. So not ready to wrap it up quite yet, that's for sure. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's again, as always, a pleasure to be with you. Little idea of what's going on today. Fran Brennan will be joining us from Working America. They are an affiliate of the AFL-CIO, and honestly, the kind of work that they're doing is impressive and important. Fran is the state director, the Michigan state director for Working America, so we'll look forward to visiting with her at a little after 7. We're also going to check in with Julie Naughton. She was with us yesterday morning in the 6 o'clock hour. She is the president of the Garden City Education Association. A quick update, and I'll give you a little bit of that right now. The town hall meeting that we asked you all to attend got canceled by midday yesterday. So why did that happen? Well, I think Julie has some answers for you, and we might have had something to do with that. Occupy Detroit, of course, will be with us at 7:50, and then we'll wrap up our day with Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategies in the 8 o'clock hour. So with that said, let's do what we do so well.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
I really grappled and wrestled with what the first word should be today, and actually it was a toss-up between avoidance and perspective. And I guess I'm going to go with avoidance, but, you know, it's a tough one for me because we saw yesterday what happened in the state legislature with the end-of-the-year wrap-up, where they threw a bunch of really bad policy at us that will become law that the governor is sure to sign. We're going to talk about some of that today throughout the program. So that's a little bit more about perspective. At the same time, we see what happened in Garden City yesterday, which is very much about avoidance, which could also be about perspective, quite honestly. So I struggled with it. We're going to end up, we side with avoidance today, although we certainly are going to avoid nothing. Lawmakers, absolutely. School administrators, like the superintendent of the Garden City Public Schools, Michelle Klein, absolutely avoidance. But you can't hide forever, folks. At some point, you've got to step up and do the right thing. So, as we take a look at what we got to deal with today, our first word is avoidance. And certainly somebody that would never avoid the show and certainly hits it head on every single morning, Mr. Jeffrey Radford joins us now. And again, Jeff, avoiding nothing.
No, that's true. Good morning. And I want to ask you, is it this kind of show today? Apparently, hold on. We have just hit that button right there.
Booyah! 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 That's right. BYOB, bring your own booyah!
Bring your own booyah. Well, I like that. Sure, we'll let it be a booyah day.
All right, that's what we were looking for. We were so happy to play that, so we had to make sure. All that build-up, and then, of course, I didn't hit the right button, so.
That's okay. That's all right. We got it eventually. That's all that matters. Sure, this can be a booyah day.
Well, looking at the people on the schedule that we're going to talk to today and the issues and everything, I think it is a booyah day.
Sure, it is. And
you can't avoid it. There's no avoidance for the booyah.
No avoiding the booyah. I'm just, got to tell you, really disappointed with what the state legislature did yesterday. They fashioned a piece of legislation that looks like it can go around Public Act 4, the Emergency Financial Manager Bill, which, again, I need a little direction on this, and I'll get it a little later on in the day today, but it doesn't look good for that referendum. I just, man, when you have the supermajority, Jeff, and you don't necessarily use it for good, it's tough. Now, I do have to, in all fairness, because this is a story that came out of Lansing late last night, our own Harvey Santana, state representative, apparently was in some kind of scuffle on the floor. We don't have the details. We have, of course, reached out to his office. They have not responded to our query yet, but, you know, keeping in mind it's awfully early for everybody. Apparently he was escorted out of the House chambers by the sergeant at arms, but we don't have any details. So that's all we know, unfortunately.
Crazy story. It's getting heated, passionate people.
You know, Harvey, you know, as anybody that listens to this show knows, is a very passionate legislator, and he's the kind of guy that we need more of, you know, like him in the legislature. But the scuffle that happened between him was between him and another Democrat. So, again, the story is... The story is an untold story, so maybe it's not even fair that I bring it up, but it is news, and it's out there, and it's going to get attention, and it's going to get notice, and I'm hoping that we hear from Representative Santana's office this morning to give us clarification on what happened, but if not, well, part of the burden of doing early morning radio is you can't always get in touch with people in an expeditious way.
Maybe what was happening is that Harvey was sitting there, and other members of the government were untying his shoes. And that gets to somebody after a while. Did you see the story about Ndamukong Suh?
Anthony told me about that. I didn't see it, but Anthony told me about that, which I thought was rather funny.
That's a crazy story. I actually have seen people who went back and watched every play and tried to find where this was happening. A guy in the Packers claims he untied Ndamukong Suh's shoes.
It's not easy to say.
No, it's a little tongue twister this morning. He did it three times, is what he claims. The video evidence, though, doesn't show that happening. And if that's enough to get you to the point where you stomp somebody on Thanksgiving, then you know, you got some problems.
Okay. Now, did Ndamukong Suh respond to this this charge?
No. No. Has he talked about anything so far?
No,
I think he's ready to move on.
Well, you know, I didn't read the article in the Free Press this morning, but Drew Sharp basically is slamming Suh, saying that he wants it both ways. So he's taken a lot of crap for the way he's handled this.
Well, it's weird. It's hard to get a handle of who he is. In front of the media at certain times, before this at least, he'd say all the right things, very calm, very cool, collected, and comes off sounding this way. In fact, a camera, I think, was it last week, followed him to where he had, you know, gave away tons of free shoes or tons of toys to kids. You know, very charitable guy, wants to come off seeming that way. And then there's another side of him where it's almost like, well, because I do all this and I'm so well, you know, known and very good at my sport, I should be able to get away with whatever I want. And that it's kind of scary that's the way that the thought process might be.
Might be. And, of course, the problem is he's not talking. And that only creates more confusion. And you've got to wonder if that's his deliberate, you know, let's keep in mind that his His agents, if my memory serves me, are controversial in and of themselves, are they not?
His agents?
Yes.
I'm not sure who they are.
I don't remember. There are two guys. He has two agents. And anyway, well, I guess I thought you would know. So,
yeah,
so much for
sorry.
That. But no, that's okay. I do know that they're controversial. I do know that they were responsible for the Crabtree. They represent Crabtree, the guy that what was it? What, San Francisco? A couple years
Michael,
back,
yeah.
Michael Crabtree. Anyway, of course, Detroit did not have that kind of experience with Indomicon Sue's contract, but they're, you know, these are not. You know, these are not agents that are opposed to doing things unconventionally. And Indomicon Sue at this point is proved that he's a little bit unconventional, Jeff. I think we can safely say that.
Starting to be somewhat eccentric, maybe.
Okay, and we can go there as well. I didn't want to use that word, but I, unfortunately, I believe that that is certainly a word that can be used, that there may be some eccentricities there.
It just seems that way. It's not, the relationship's not far enough along between Sue and the Lions fans to see exactly if, you know, I think the honeymoon's still there. A lot of people say he's really good on the field still, and so.
Well,
you know.
I heard a story yesterday, and I don't know that we can confirm it or not, that when he was with Nebraska, he practiced dirty.
Well, you know, I have heard those stories, and, you know, high school teammates that came up and said, you know, hey, he got into fights all the time in practice. It you know, it's funny when something happens, all of a sudden these come out. But before that, you know, they were fine with it. People will get in scuffles in practices, so I think maybe it's blown out. Like, he didn't do it every day.
Yeah, but I would agree with you, and that's still the kind of attitude you want on your team, right? At the end of the day, you want a guy that's willing to fight his own teammate. Absolutely. I don't have a problem with that. All right, a quick break here. Feel free to give us a call, folks. 888-552-3595. This is For a Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Diane Cross, and I want to wish a very happy holiday to everyone, whether it's Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, have a wonderful holiday season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning to you, Tony. We are doing great so far out there. Our earlier problem, 94 West near 9 Mile, getting back to normal. For those trying to come in, maybe along that shoreline commute, try and head down toward Van Dyke and into I-75 or one of the other freeway interchanges. Traffic starting to pick up a bit, 75 coming in toward the 696 interchange.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for partly sunny skies today. It's going to be a high near 38. Tonight, a chance of snow, a low near 25. Tomorrow, possibly some snow and a high of 32. Right now, overcast and 34 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. That's 5-to-1. So choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess. And the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
It's the holidays at Old Navy Funovations, Inc., and our Old Navy deal grabber is grabbing a special weekend wonder. I wonder what he'll pick up this time. Oh, he got one. Jingle Bells. The deal grabber's grabbed a Jingle Jammies weekend wonder. All the snuggliest, buggliest jammies are just $7. And boy, do they go great with pancakes and a cup of cocoa. But this snuggly gift deal is only Saturday and Sunday. At Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Select styles only while supplies last.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thanks for punching in with us this early morning First Shift program. Jeff, during the break, I saw a story for something called Tea Brew. Are you familiar with Tea Brew?
No, but I can see where this is going, I think.
It is a light beer dedicated to Tim Tebow.
Does Tim Tebow partake in the alcoholic beverages?
I doubt it, but the label is a silhouette of him Tebowing.
Which, by the way, is a word. We learned that the other day.
Well, whatever. It's not a word, but if the Webster's people want to go there, let them go there. It was kind of shocking how quickly they made that a word. Normally it takes a little longer than that, but hey, whatever. But yeah, Tea Brew. It's a real beer. It's a light beer, of course. And I'm sure it's
not a very strong-armed beer.
No.
But it kind of runs, a lot.
This whole Tim Tebow thing is so bizarre. It truly is. I mean, you don't really know what to make of this whole thing.
The funniest, it is crazy because, the poor guy just wants to play football and his name is constantly brought up. I've seen people who I doubt have ever watched a game of NFL football in their life start actually opine about Tim Tebow and what he means to the people of Denver and the country and kids and football in general and anyone who's ever thrown a ball. I mean, it's insane the opinions some people will put out there. I don't know that they've ever seen the guy play.
Yeah, well, you caught Tebow fever in a big way. And I'm not quite sure what is it about Tim Tebow that has caught, because you're a sports fanatic. I'm a fan. You're a fanatic. So what is it about Tim Tebow that caught your attention that allowed you to hook his wagon to your train?
You ever cheer for the underdog?
Sure.
Yeah. See, it gets to a point where enough people hate on something, and then it starts being somewhat an attractive idea. But it can't be a lot of people hate, I'm trying to think of something that they hate, something negative. At least this guy is positive, so you don't feel bad for jumping on the underdog bandwagon. But at the same time, 7-1, right? The guy does win. Winners are something to root for. But the one loss is against the Lions. That makes it even easier to like the guy. It's like, okay, he can win, but guess who he didn't beat? In college, he lost to the Wolverines. So in the state of Michigan, he's 0-2. We can cheer for the guy. He can beat everybody else around us, but not our team. So that's the best thing about him.
All right. Well, interestingly, and we're going to take a look at the GOP debate yesterday, a little bit later on in the hour. But even in Republican politics, not surprisingly, Rick Perry decided that, maybe he would do kind of a little Tim Tebowing, and this is what he had to say during the GOP debate last night.
I want to share something with you that as each one of these debates, I'm kind of getting where I like these debates. As a matter of fact, I hope Obama and I debate a lot, and I'll get there early. And we will get it on, and we will talk about our differences, which are great. I'll talk about what we've done in the state of Texas. I'll talk about passing a balanced budget amendment to the United States Congress. I'll talk about having the type of part-time Congress that I think Americans are ready for. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there, I understand it, you know, there are a lot of folks that said Tim Tebow wasn't going to be a very good NFL quarterback. There are people that stood up and said, well, he doesn't have the right throwing mechanisms, or he doesn't, you know, he's not playing the game right. And, you know, he won two national championships, and that looked pretty good. We were the national champions in job creation back in Texas. And so, but am I ready for the next level? Let me tell you, I hope I am the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses.
All right, there you go. So even in politics, even in presidential politics, Tim Tebow finds his way into that. I'm assuming Tim Tebow is most likely a Republican, if he's political at all. He may not be political. He may be fairly apolitical. But if he is, he would be Republican, I would venture to guess, just because, you know, he has religious conservative background. He's still a virgin, right? I mean, something.
I don't know. I haven't done the Tim Tebow watch, but I'm assuming he'd have to get married first.
But that was part of his deal, though. I mean, part of the goody two shoes thing is that he was a virgin, right?
Right.
All right. And that's something that he came out and confessed to.
But he's been photographed and seen with some very, very attractive women, which people started questioning. But yeah, I guess he can control himself.
So. Well, I don't assume that because how old is he? 21?
I would assume 22, 23.
All right, well, whatever. I mean, I don't assume just because somebody is 21 to 23 or 24, 25 and as a virgin that they are gay. Because that's the assumption, you know, some people make. So let's just go ahead and say it. And of course, I don't go with that at all. And listen, if he wants to save himself for marriage, God bless him. I'm not going to stop him. Not that I can. I have nothing to do with it. Nothing at all to do with.
Well, and it's funny too, because when you say, you hear somebody, you know, say, "Oh, I'm a virgin" or something, and you start picking them apart. Well, here's a guy. He's an athlete. I'm assuming women find him attractive. He's a millionaire, so they find that attractive, not for the right reasons, but you know, he's a good guy. There's nothing you can say, oh, okay, that's why you're... I mean, it's by choice, so that makes it kind of, you know, you can't... It's hard to attack him for that.
He's 24, you tell me? 24 years old.
Okay. 24, 1987.
All right, well, you know, whether he's keeping his hands to himself is totally his deal. You know, you're right, Jeff. He is, in a lot of ways, would be the complete package, would he not? Successful, wealthy, good. I mean, you know, basically a good-hearted person. That's clear. You know, and so God bless him if he wants to maintain his virginity until he finds just the right person. I see nothing wrong with that. There, you know, absolutely nothing wrong. I can't imagine that people would criticize that. Has he been criticized for that, do you know?
Criticized for being a virgin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He has? Okay. I don't know. I mean, how do you criticize somebody for being a virgin? I don't get that. What's the basis to criticize somebody? I'm sitting here thinking, okay, why? What would you say? I don't get it.
You would say that he is, you know, is not into women. And I mean, come on, every college guy is.
So it's going back to that
it's
he
a
must
stereotype.
Be gay. Okay.
Right. It's a stereotype that if you're a guy, you should be trying to bag as many women as you can.
Yeah, you're right. And that's not where I come from. And that's never where I've come from. And that's not my thing. And I get that. All right. I mean, I get that if that's where this is coming from. All right. Clear enough. Just was curious. Where that was coming from. Then, yeah, I get it. It's all right. I think Tim Tebow is kind of winning by succeeding, right? I mean, stop and think about all he's accomplishing.
He's got some tough things ahead.
All right.
We got the Patriots this weekend. Oh, we didn't do predictions.
Well, we can do it after the break. We got Tom in Detroit coming up, but we can still do predictions. I'm just trying to figure out your Tim Tebow obsession, but I got it now. It's not an obsession. It's just
underdog. Root for the underdog.
You're fascinated by him, and I understand why you would be. I truly do. I don't have that fascination, but I understand it. All right, Tom, stay where you're at. We'll come to you right after the break. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning. One more week to Christmas, folks. We're going to help you get to it. Stay with us. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Good news. Finally, 94 West near 9 Mile has cleared. Caused a little bit of a problem this morning, but looks like as you're making your way now from 696 past 9, heading down toward Ross and in toward Van Dyke and 75. It all looks good through that whole stretch. We're even looking pretty good right now for those coming in 96 East, heading in toward 275.
Drive through McDonald's and try the dollar menu featuring the meaty, melty McDouble with 100% beef and cheese or the golden McChicken. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for partly sunny skies today. It's going to be a high near 38. Tonight, a chance of snow. A low near 25. Tomorrow, possibly some snow and a high of 32. Right now, overcast and 34 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
They say the early bird gets the worm, which is fine with me because I really don't want a worm. I did, however, want one of those Ferrari FFs that Neiman Marcus was offering in its Christmas catalog this year. With a 651-horsepower V12 engine, this baby can top 200 miles an hour. That would really shorten my commute, except, of course, for little hindrances like rush hour traffic, uptight cops, and speed bumps. Yet, just having an FF parked in my driveway would speak volumes about my prestige and personal worthiness in this world. Start with a beautiful interior done in semi-aniline leather. I don't know what aniline is, nor do I know why it's only semi rather than full aniline, but I like the fact that Neiman's throws in a matching three-piece set of luggage, including a travel bag for golf clubs, made out of the same stuff. There's beaucoup room for luggage, too. The FF has 16 cubic feet of trunk space, which I think is bigger than my bedroom. However, I have to say that I'm not wild about the car's color, which the catalog calls Grigio Caldo. Huh? I learned from an Italian dictionary that this means warm drab, which doesn't exactly light my fire. But maybe the dull color is why these Ferraris are priced at only $395,000 each. And what the hey, you can always take the car to an Earl Scheib paint shop and have the color juiced up. What makes the FF worth the price, though, is its exclusiveness. Neiman's made only 10 of them available, and get this, each one comes with a numbered plaque, thus certifying that you're one of the 10 most special humans on Earth. This is Jim Hightower saying, but alas, I called too late to get mine. Neiman said that it sold out within 50 minutes of the sales date. It just shows how tough it is out there for us luxury shoppers, and you thought you had it bad.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work
with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after the hour, and I want to thank Tom for patiently waiting on hold, and we welcome him and thank him for punching in this morning. Merry Christmas to you, Tom. I appreciate you giving us a call this morning.
Good morning, Tony. I just wanted to remind you that Sunday morning we do the Christmas cheer at 174. Got to be there early to help pack the boxes, the food bag.
What time you need me there, brother? What time you need me there?
Well, I'm going to be there right about 7. I know Clarence will be there probably about 6. We need to be 7:30. We're going to have a short meeting, donuts and coffee, and then we start packing.
Count on me.
Okay, if you want to, bring Anthony and Jeff.
All right. Well, guys, there you go. There you go. You got the invitation. Well, definitely, Tom, I'll definitely be there. In fact, I was going to reach out to today, or somebody today, because I hadn't heard anything. So I really do appreciate you giving me a call and letting me know about this. But, yeah, I will definitely be there on Sunday morning.
Okay, we appreciate it. Oh, one other
This is
thing.
The 50th year, right? Isn't this the 50th year of you guys doing this?
I'm sorry?
Isn't this,
this is the 50th year?
Yeah, so
50th year, and they started with 3 families, and we're doing 250 this year, I believe.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it makes me feel so good every year when I do it.
Oh, good! I can't wait. No, definitely, you definitely got me there. Is there something else you wanted to add?
I'm sorry.
Was there something else you wanted to add?
Oh yes, the Whatever It Takes meeting is the next one is going to be January 11th.
All right.
Wednesday, January 11th.
Good, because I have to, let me write this down real quick. I owe you guys a presentation on NAFTA, if you'll recall.
Okay.
So I got that set. But absolutely, well, I'll be there Sunday. I'll be there on the 11th. You realize, you do know I quit smoking, don't you?
Yes. In fact, my wife is yelling at me going, you talk to Tony, you find out where it is because I need to quit.
I'm telling you, Tom, it really worked. I mean, I'm really doing okay.
That's good. I know every morning when I'm listening to you and that, and you'll mention something every once in a while and that, and you had a little bit of a rough time for a couple of days, but it sounds like you're doing fabulous.
Yeah, I am. We'll talk about it on Sunday. Absolutely. We'll talk about it on Sunday. Tom, thank you so much for calling in this morning. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day.
You bet. And we'll see you Sunday morning. Again, the good work they do at UAW Local 174, guys, is, as you know, is just amazing. I praise these guys all the time because they put their money where their mouth is. They're just authentically real and do the right thing. So happy to be associated with that group of men and women. Truly am. I truly am. So that's great. All right. Well, now I know what I'm doing Sunday morning. Actually, Jeff, on Saturday, and Anthony, Saturday at 11 o'clock, we're going with Aunt Dorothy again to do the Christmas thing if you want to go.
Yeah, I'll go.
All right. So, but you got to be ready to go at 11. Or we got to beat Aunt Dorothy's at 11. So so that'll be Saturday. And then Sunday morning, I'll get up early and go pack some gift baskets for needy families. But 50 years, guys. 50 years doing that. Pretty crazy. See, you guys are more concerned about football than helping the needy. What am I going to do with this staff of mine? All right. We do need to do some predictions. It is the weekend. And that only means one thing. Guys, let's go ahead and do predictions. And then I need Jeff to come in here after you do your predictions. I need to talk to you. So go ahead.
All righty then.
Detroit Lions take on the Oakland Raiders, a 4 o'clock game. What's going on? Let me hear it, Jeff.
The Raiders have been getting killed lately. And I think the Lions now starting to get a little bit healthier. The defense is playing well. It depends on how they play Calvin Johnson. But I think Titus Young stepping up. The running backs are getting healthy. I say Lions, 24-21 in Oakland.
All right.
All right.
All right, man. That's a tough place to play football, as a visiting team, anyway. Anthony, lay it on me, little brother. Lay it on me. What do you have in store for us?
I'm feeling 14-10 with the Raiders getting the 14 penalties over the Lions' 10 penalties.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm going to go, of course, with the... hold on one second. Jeff, this is live, so you just do it. Just respond to that on my phone and we'll be good to go. All right. Anthony, here's my deal. I really and honestly, truly believe that they finally understand how important this game is on Sunday. I really do think that. I think that because they've got some of the right pieces coming back from the injury pile. I think Ndamukong Suh coming back actually does help them. I don't care if people are going to say it's a distraction. I don't think he's a distraction. Not at all. I think he's exactly the right guy at the right time. I think the Lions win. In fact, I think they win fairly easily. And I'm going to tell you one, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, because he's not done much, not much production out of him the last few weeks. But I think Kelvin's going to finally step up and have a big game. I'm going to say he's going to score two touchdowns, eh?
It's about time. I mean, he's been stuck at 12 for about 4 weeks now.
Yeah. Where are we at with Matt Stafford? Can break some Lions records this week? Can he not? He can surpass Scott Mitchell in terms of a number of TD passes and interestingly enough, and you and I talked about this driving home the other day. The reality is, Matt Stafford, he stays healthy. We commit to him. He's probably going to break every quarterback record the Lions ever had.
Yeah, within 5 years he should be able to do that.
Yeah, which I don't know if that says much about the quarterbacks.
Very prestigious records the Lions quarterbacks have.
Well, we have to admit that, and at least I'm going to admit that he's had a pretty sensational year, and I'm feeling good about what happened this year. And I realize we've got some football left to play, and he could still get injured. I know that. I'm not naive, but at the same time, I think Matt Stafford showed us what he's worth. I think that we now know we've got the real deal. I don't think we have to say as long as he stays healthy anymore.
I'm still saying that.
Really?
You got to say healthy. I mean, well, that's a big concern still. He's one season down and not even a whole season yet, and you're willing to say that he's going to be healthy the rest of his career?
Well, no, I can't say that about anybody, but I also wouldn't say about everybody. Well, Kelvin had a great game. As long as he stays healthy, the rest of the season will be great.
That's true. But Kelvin hasn't had the injury concern, so. But I think he's
you don't
the right.
You don't think that at some level Matt Stafford has allayed some of that concern about him being a China doll?
Not yet.
No, really. Okay.
A little bit longer.
Okay.
A little bit longer.
What, another season? End of the season?
Yeah, that's fine. Another season.
Another season. Wow. Tough, tough. You're a tough cookie, I'll tell you. All right, well, whatever. I believe. I'm a believer. I believe. I do like Matt Stafford. I like him as a person. I like him as a quarterback. And he's only going to get better, as Coach Schwartz likes to tell people from time to time, the media from time to time. We got to remember this guy's only played in 20-something football games.
All right, let me ask you real quickly. I know we're wrapping up the football segment here. What if there was one area to improve in this upcoming draft for the Lions, what do you get?
Well, I mean, based on the current personnel we have and a little belief that Mikel Ashour will come back and be fine and that Javid Best will be okay next year, offensive line.
That's the very first thought I had as well. Okay. Like I'm pretty good with the defense. They'll give up points, but they also, how many turnovers are they getting? They're scoring points, too. I mean, Tulloch scored the first touchdown the other day. So shore up that offensive line, and maybe your offense can stay on the field longer and your defense can get some rest.
I would agree with that. Third down conversion is some of the worst in the NFL. I think you can draw a direct correlation between third down conversion and a lack of production on the offensive line. We have an aging offensive line, Jeff. We do. And, we need some fresh blood. There are some guys that have, unfortunately, are getting at the end of their career, and they're not going to be able to, you know, and maybe at some level the coaches wanted to keep these guys on so that they could have a little success before they retired. I don't know that they're going to be able to have that success. And that sometimes you just have to do what's best for the overall ball club, and offensive line, and improving the offensive line is critical. I'm curious about this Jason Fox kid. What the hell's up with him?
Why?
Well, I mean, they draft him and he doesn't play, and now is he on injured reserve again or something?
I'm not sure, but yeah, he was a guy who they got in the fourth round who was projected actually to be a high second round pick if he was healthy, but he got a kind of a bad knee injury in college and fell to the Lions in the draft, so they're taking it slow with him. But you know, depending on how he develops, he could emerge. But I'm not going to say you're going to plug him in the lineup and he'll play 10 years. But
yeah, but isn't next year his third year already?
Yeah.
Okay, and he's yet to play a football game.
Well, you know, that tells you how highly they think of some of the guys they got now. And, you know, maybe where he's at with his knee injury development, so.
All right. Well, again, at some point, you know, you need production. No more avoiding. Go back to our word of the day. Stop avoiding what needs to be done.
Way to tie it in.
Hey,
nice.
I do.
You've done
my
this
best
before.
You know, once or twice. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Have you gotten a response from that phone message?
Not yet.
All right. Well, let's take the break here, and then we'll figure out what's going on the other side. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. And you're listening to 1310 WDTW. Everybody stay right where they're at. Lots of good stuff to get to today.
Hi, this is Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategies, wishing everyone listening to the Tony Truppiano Show a happy holiday and a great new year.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is that hero that I speak of, Representative Jim Ananick.
This is, I joke because I'm a teacher, that this is something that's taken like the middle school elementary curriculum for economics. I mean, this is just basic stuff. I mean, it seems to be so obvious, but, you know, as you know, when you're in Lansing or listening to some of the things coming out of Lansing, this is just like my common thing is, if you can run off your philosophy like a Neanderthal, it's not really much of a philosophy.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the Daily Poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you 10 minutes before the top of the hour. As I mentioned early on in this first hour of the show, reports coming out of Lansing late last night that there was a scuffle between State Representative Harvey Santana, who is an incredibly good friend of this program, and Representative David Nathan, also a Democrat in Detroit. There were no details attached to the stories, which is why I said that I really couldn't comment on it. But the story said that State Representative Harvey Santana was escorted off the House floor by the Sergeant at Arms. On the phone with us right now is State Representative Harvey Santana to tell us what happened last night. And Harvey, thanks for reaching out to us this morning. I appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Good morning at 13:10 a.m. And you know, first of all, I just want to say, Tony, that I sincerely and humbly apologize to all the voters in the 10th District, to all my constituents, to Detroit, and to our Democrats. Obviously, we shouldn't allow ourselves as elected officials to get that heated. And unfortunately, you know, what happened yesterday was the culmination of just a lot of bad that the Republicans have been putting us through throughout this year. So, you know, and it is what it is. I can't apologize enough.
Well, can I ask what precipitated this, Harvey?
Well, essentially, Tony, we walked in there yesterday at 10 a.m. And on the agenda, we had, I think, maybe 8 items that we had to vote on. And we knew that there would be more items that would be showing up during the day. But we were in there. It was a long day, followed by, well, prior to that, it was an even longer day because we had that issue with the charter cap that the Republicans just raised. And so we're in there, and there is a road commission bill that was very important to the Republicans, and they could not get the votes for it. And so it was stall and delay for a long, long time. And so finally, the leadership on the Democratic side said, hold the line. Don't break ranks. Just stay there with me. You know, we got these guys on the run, and if they really want this bill, then we can enter into negotiation with them to see what we can get out of this thing, you know, on behalf of, you know, working people. So we're holding the line. We're just at bay. And what ends up happening is Representative Nathan is walking around on the Republican side of the aisle trying to see what he can get out of it. And now, again, our instructions are hold the line. Don't go over there and try to do anything crazy. So I'm at my computer, and then David Nathan comes around. He's, you know, hustling everybody up from Detroit to go in the back room, and they all leave. And so what ends up happening, they come out, and David Nathan walks by me. Mind you, he sits in my left blind spot, and he starts talking to me, saying, you know, thanks for coming to caucus. And I looked, and I said, you're welcome. And then he said something else, and before you know it, Tony, it just ended up like a street corner argument, two guys taunting each other one way or the other. And we get into it. You know, it's just two guys on a football field, and the referee comes and breaks it up, and that's it.
Have you and Representative Nathan, if you will, buried the hatchet? Everything okay between the two of you this morning?
Well, I'm sure there will be. You know, and that's something I guess we'll have to deal with, you know, in the weeks to come. But, you know, it is what it is, Tony. I mean, we're frustrated, and we're very, very frustrated as Democrats, because if you look at everything that has happened, $1 billion away from education, $800 million in a pension tax, no bridge to Canada, you know, over 16,000 jobs have left the state since Governor Snyder and the Republicans have taken office. And when you look at, you know, what they're doing with workman's comp, what you look at what they're doing with unemployment, when you look at what has just happened with the lifting of the cap on charters, I mean, you need a stiff drink, you know, after all of that. I mean, it is quite sobering what the Republicans are doing. And you know, we need to focus our attention. Here's the best part. You know, afterwards, as Democrats, we met in the caucus, and, you know, we had a come-to-Jesus meeting, if you will, and it was more of a unification. Sometimes, you know, the locker room spills out onto the field, and unfortunately, that's what happened.
Now, I appreciate your honesty. Harvey, no one's ever going to question your commitment to democracy. You put out a statement day before yesterday about how important the Constitution is and how disgusted you are by it being ignored by this Republican legislature. No one, again, is going to ever question your passion for the people of the 10th district, House district here in the state of Michigan. No one will ever question your ongoing commitment to wanting what's best for the state of Michigan, for everybody. You would never deny any citizen an opportunity to access whether you represent them or not. Nobody's ever going to question that. So, Harvey, when I read this story first thing this morning at about 2:30 this morning, I wasn't surprised because I know how frustrating it can be. You guys took a lot of hits yesterday. Democrats took a lot of hits yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't think the average voter understands how many hits the Democrats took yesterday. And don't tell me there's not a little gloating going on the other side of the aisle, because there is.
Well, again, you know, if you're a Republican and you're gloating about how you single-handedly as a party destroyed this state and not created an environment for jobs to come here and for people to want to leave, I don't see how you measure that as a success. And, you know, again, I tell people, look, I'm a Democrat. That's what I put on the ballot. That's what I am. I'm going to hold the line for working people. And look, Tony, they've got 62 votes over there. They've got 62 votes. They don't need Democratic votes for anything. If these bills were so great, then why was it, the ones that, you know, me and Nathan got into it about, if they were so great, then why couldn't they get the votes? Why couldn't they get the votes? That tells you that there were Republicans on that side of the aisle that were really scared about these bills. And what you're starting to find out, what you're going to start to hear, is that there's a lot of chinks in their armor on that side of the aisle because they're being forced to take votes that they don't want to take. And now they're going to start coming over to our side and saying, look, can we trade you some peanuts for these very critical issues? No. No, you can't. You can't deal with us because you guys are single-handedly making the have and the have-nots and the have even less further away from where we want to be as a people. I mean, come on, man.
Well, I hear you. Harvey, thank you. I appreciate you, giving us a call this morning and walking us through what happened. It certainly makes complete sense. We're just out of time in this hour. So thanks again, Harvey. Merry Christmas to you. Of course, I hope to be having dinner with you next week anyway. So I'll be in touch.
Good deal. Hey, thank you, and thank you, 13:10 a.m.
All right. Thank you. State Representative Harvey Santana from Michigan's 10th House District. We do have to take a quick break here for the top of the hour. When we come back, Fran Brennan from Working America, Julie Naughton from the Garden City Education Association, and we've got our visit with Occupy Detroit. So we've got a lot to get to. I am Tony Trupiano. Stay with us. We'll be back right after we do this on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Friday morning, holiday season, people using up vacation days. Look for probably light traffic every Friday through the end of the year. Right now, we're just not seeing any delays, even through an accident scene working 75 northbound near 94. Off to the left side, nobody's slowing down to take a look at it.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for partly sunny skies today. It's going to be a high near 38. Tonight, a chance of snow, a low near 25. Tomorrow, possibly some snow and a high of 32. Right now, overcast and 34 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Leading the news, apparently congressional negotiators reached agreement last night on a bill to keep the government running, and Congress is expected to vote on it today. Meanwhile, CNN's Kate Baldwin reports talks continue on extending the payroll tax cut before it expires at the end of the year.
Negotiators are also working on a fallback plan, a two-month extension of the payroll tax cut as well as unemployment assistance for the long-term unemployed in order to ensure that come January 1st, a tax increase would not set in place.
The final GOP presidential debate before the Iowa caucuses was held last night. CNN's Jim Acosta reports Newt Gingrich was the main target of the rest of the field.
He was hit early and hard by his fellow candidates there on the stage. First among them was Michelle Bachmann. She went right after Newt Gingrich on the issue of Freddie Mac and the fact that Newt Gingrich took a lot of money from the housing giant advising them.
Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio says the federal government's just on a witch hunt trying to prove his department discriminated against Hispanics and failed to investigate hundreds of alleged sexual assaults and child molestation cases. Arpaio says his critics routinely come up with a list of gripes against him.
I violate the law. I do this. I do that. I'm the guy being abused. But you know what? That's part of the job.
Chicago Bears wide receiver Sam Hurd has been charged with conspiring to distribute cocaine. He was arrested in a federal undercover operation. Bears coach Lovie Smith says it's hard to believe the case against Hurd. And he certainly doesn't believe other NFL players could be involved.
Surprised right now. I really would be shocked if, and I just know that no one else would be involved.
Conviction could get Sam Hurd 40 years in prison and a $2 million fine. Former baseball star Barry Bonds will be sentenced today for his obstruction of justice conviction. Federal prosecutors wanted to go to prison for 15 months for not cooperating with a grand jury investigating illegal steroid use in pro sports. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess, and the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Each year, the holiday shopping season sounds more like March Madness with its Sweet 16, Elite 8, and Final Four. So far, we have had Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Green Monday, Free Shipping Day, that's today, and the final Saturday before Christmas is called Super Saturday, except this year. That's because this year, the Saturday before Christmas is Christmas Eve, too close to the deadline. So at many stores, you will find promotions usually reserved for the final Saturday tomorrow. Next year, the answer to the now famous credit card question, what's in your wallet, could be more credit cards. The biggest card issuers are reporting a dramatic drop in rates of customer default. The likely next step for the card business will be issuing more cards, including more offers to those with moderate credit scores. Mostly higher markets today. Japan's Nikkei added 0.25%. European markets holding on to tiny advances. S&P futures are gaining 7 points. NASDAQ futures up 11. Dow futures up 44. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
This holiday season, Lowe's is making it easier for you to give your Grillmaster the perfect gift. Right now, save big when you purchase a Grillmaster 4-burner gas grill for only $149. That's a savings of $50. Plus, find other great values like a Black & Decker cordless screwdriver for just $29.97. Hurry, supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 12/14/11 to 12/26/11.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less at OfficeMax. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Gifts for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/17.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you. Then they say you're mad. Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome indeed. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. I want to welcome everybody back, the 16th day of December, really a little over a week away from Christmas. I know I'm excited. I'm getting a little time off, so I'm a little real excited about that. And I've got a great hour of radio for you. I mean, you know, really, actually, between now and the time we have the show today, I think that I might have the most complete lineup, including my next guest, that we have Julie Naughton from the Garden City Education Association to update us on the town hall meeting that did not happen yesterday, which is a victory in a lot of ways. Occupy Detroit joins us. Then we have Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategies in the 8 o'clock hour. There's a lot of really great stuff. And I'm really excited to share with you my next guest because she works for an organization that you all need to know about and get involved in, and the price tag on this is pretty cool, too, because it's free. I just said free, and wait till you hear what you get for all that money. I'm telling you, this is a cool deal. Last Tuesday, I was up at up in Lansing and heard a woman give a presentation by the name of Fran Brennan, and I was really impressed by what she had to say and the way she communicated and her passion for her work was really, really outstanding to me. Then I you know, did a little homework and found out that she used to work for one of my favorite people in the whole world, former Congressman Mark Schauer, who is an amazing human being. If any of you have ever had a chance to meet Congressman Schauer, you know what I speak of. He's the real deal. Anyway. She used to be his economic development director, community relations director, very involved in his district. Somebody smart made a decision, and that was, and somebody at the AFL-CIO made a decision to bring Fran into the fold under the WorkingAmerica.org group, which is what we're here to talk about today. And joining me now is Fran Brennan. Fran, thank you so much. So excited to have you on the show this morning. This is like my gift to my audience is you. So this is my Christmas gift, everybody, is having you on the show.
Good morning, Tony. And thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to speak to you and to also speak to your listeners.
Well, I appreciate it. I think that especially once people find out what Working America is all about, what they do, what they can do for you, it gets pretty darned exciting. And so, you know, as the Michigan State Director for WorkingAmerica.org, tell my audience what Working America is so they know why I'm so excited, because they'll get it pretty quickly.
Terrific. Working America is an organization where the community affiliate of the AFL-CIO. And what our focus is to represent people who don't have the benefit of a labor union. So we reach out to working people who would like those benefits but don't have the opportunity to have the privileges and the protections that labor unions afford us. So Working America gives them an opportunity to have a voice. And in having that voice and joining Working America, become part of a collective action and a community where they can articulate their concerns and feel more empowered day to day in their activities and their feelings.
Yeah, right. Now, what's really amazing about Working America is it doesn't matter what your job is. It's not like you've got to be an auto worker or you've got to be a healthcare worker. You can of course be those things. I'm saying it doesn't matter, Fran. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. Working America is there for you, period.
Absolutely, Tony. And what we're finding, too, is that as we go with our organizers door to door in neighborhoods throughout Michigan, we're listening to people who feel that they have not been heard. We have a conversation with them, and through that conversation, develop a relationship that turns into them joining Working America. And that membership is a robust membership. They hear from us within 5 to 7 days, and we continue the conversation that they want to have. We share information, we listen to what their concerns are, and then we literally educate and empower so that they feel that they can develop solutions by contacting the legislators or writing letters or whatever may help them. And it does transcend every sector. We have people that are school aides. We have people that work with every industry, and we represent them proudly. The only distinction here to be qualified to be a Working America member is that you cannot already have the benefit of a union.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, but that's the whole point, isn't it? Isn't it the whole point of Working America is to take care of those that don't have the benefit of a labor union? And so you're filling a gap. I'll remind this audience, I'll tell this audience, since they don't know, that in the state of Michigan, you already have over 100,000 members in the state of Michigan. Nationally, over 3 million members under the umbrella of Working America. And Fran, those numbers continue to grow on an annual basis. If I recall correctly, you've been in Michigan since 2007, and I'd say over a four-year period, that's a whole lot of success.
Thank you, and we think so, too. I mean, we want to represent more people, and our goal is to get to as many people in Michigan as possible and give them this opportunity, because along with getting a voice, which is so critical, and being able to be part of a community and feeling that they're part of a collective action, there are also some benefits that come along with being a Working America member. And so there's a huge package here, but most importantly, we're giving people the opportunity to feel once again engaged in their community and empowered to do something. And so often when we knock on their doors, Tony, they're feeling disengaged, they're feeling discouraged, they don't know what to do. And so it is really a very, very positive feeling to know that we can leave them knowing that they now feel better and are a member of a community that, as you say, nationwide we're over 3 million people. And so that's a pretty large opportunity and a pretty large voice to get our concerns and ideas across.
You know, it's interesting. As I'm sitting here listening to you, I'm thinking that there are a lot of disenfranchised folks, Fran. There's no question that's true. And you know, we've certainly had our fair share of problems. Our unemployment numbers, of course, are even with the news this week, are still unacceptable. There's no question that's true. And I have to wonder, as you folks knock on doors, just to introduce yourself, just to let people know that you're there, that you're advocating for them, that the causes they care about, you care about. I would imagine that it's probably a fairly magical opportunity when you knock on that door and somebody answers it that's feeling a little down. All of a sudden, they have instant kinship because you're speaking their language, that you understand that, you know, yeah, things are difficult. Yes, you do have a right to feel this way. Hey, you know, there are people out there that want to advocate for the issues that matter to you. Why don't you join us? I would think that that would have to be pretty empowering.
It really is. And if I could just share briefly, our organizers knock on doors every night, and we've been in cities from Adrian and Canton and Coldwater to Dexter, Monroe, Plymouth, Saline, and more. And what most importantly transpires is in those first couple of seconds, and our organizers are there to listen to that person at the door. And what our organizers care about is learning what the primary concerns are for that person. And whether it's finding a job, whether it's retirement security, health care, workplace safety, and much more, that's the conversation that we want to engage in, and they want to be heard, and they want to share their concerns. And so then what ends up happening is through our discussion and the realization that Working America is there to give them an opportunity to enlist in the fight for economic fairness for everyone, it is amazing how many people want to become members of Working America.
Well, you know, I knew a little bit about you, but didn't really find out the full extent of what Working America did. And by the way, again, after the break, we're going to let everybody know, Fran, how to get involved. And so stay tuned for that, folks. Get something to write on. So we're going to get that in just a minute. But, I fully didn't understand what you folks did until this week when I started doing a little bit of research. And of course we've had, you know, some successes, just by growing the group, of course, has been a success in and of itself. But I go back to this idea that so many of us say, man, you know, I just wish there was something more I could do, right? How many times have we heard somebody say that, Fran? Well, that's what actually Working America is all about, is it's giving you that portal to do something more you can do. People that get engaged in Working America end up getting involved in door-knocking campaigns, as you just said, in letter-writing campaigns, in phone-calling campaigns. I would venture to guess, and not knowing whether this is true or not, but I would venture to guess that you're probably building a pretty cool activist core in the process.
Yes, and if I could share with you also, we, in addition to getting our people signed up and hearing their stories and giving them that avenue to feel like they can be heard, we are, those members who are interested have opportunities to join community action teams. And right now we have three robust community action teams in Monroe, Jackson, and in Ann Arbor. And these teams are providing the basis for growing actions in a way to build the labor movement and hold our lawmakers accountable.
All right, Fran, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought because we got to get to the break. When we come back, we'll continue that. We'll talk about how to get involved in Working America. Again, if you want to go check them out, workingamerica.org. That's .org. We'll get it up on the Facebook page as well. A very quick break here. Fran Brennan, my guest. Just take go get your coffee filled, which is what I'm going to do right now, and we'll be back. Let's meet back here in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is your Congressman Hanson Clark, wishing you and your family a great holiday season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning to you, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. We look pretty good out there. Traffic coming in 96 eastbound, Wixom, Novi, 275, M5, 696, Grand River even. All of that actually looks pretty good right now for those who are trying to come a little closer in toward the city.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today. Look for our high near 38. Tonight, though, we're going to have a low of 25 and a chance of some snow. Tomorrow, possibly some snow and a high of only 32. Right now, it's overcast and we're at 34 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. Style & Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's fine gauge sweaters, $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings, now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electric. Morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
At JCPenney, the Christmas countdown is on. This Friday and Saturday with JCP Cash, get $10 off when you spend just $25. No exclusions. Unlike other stores, we don't make you come back to save. JCPenney. Sephora inside JCPenney, not participating. Offers end December 17th.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up the principles, and that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works, and understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution, not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess. And the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. We've been speaking with Fran Brennan. She is, of course, if you're just joining us, you don't know that, so there is no of course, but she is the Michigan State Director for Working America. They are a community affiliate of the AFL-CIO. You can find them online at workingamerica.org. And, Fran, I want to thank you for staying with us through the break, and welcome back.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you finish your thought from what you were talking about before we went to break.
Terrific. I had just brought up our community action teams that our members are involved in and all the work that they're doing. And one of the important elements of Working America is our desire to educate and inform people so that they feel that they can go out and be part of changing the legislation or the concerns they have in their communities. And examples of the type of things that we work on are things that are attacks on workers. And we know that right now, Tony, that that's at an all-time high. And Working America believes that we need to organize, and especially around issues such as unemployment insurance and basic issues such as voting rights and as basic as democracy. In order to do that, we need to keep folks in the labor movement and give them a vehicle to fight in their own economic interest. And that is what Working America does. And if I could take a moment, I would like to share a quick story. One of our members from Adrian shared with us how he has always been a hard worker and has worked since he was a teenager and recently found himself unemployed. And he has been desperately seeking any kind of job. And he is afraid for himself and, most importantly, for his family. And those are the kind of people that we have as members. We have right now nationwide over 500,000 members, Tony, that are unemployed. And that's one of the higher priorities for working America right now is the extension of the unemployment benefits. And I wanted to speak briefly that our own representative, David Camp, who appears to be having an extremist agenda with H.R. 3630, wants to eliminate more than 1 year, 53 weeks, of unemployment insurance eligibility. And that would leave just 46 weeks for unemployed workers to collect benefits. And it's these kinds of things that Working America members are fighting for. Our members want full extension of employment and full protection for Michigan workers, both those who are employed and those who are unemployed.
Well, no question. The work that Working America is doing, what they represent, is critical. Let's let this audience, Fran Brennan, know if they want to get more information or they'd like to join Working America, how they would go about doing that.
How to join Working America, and if you're part of a union, we have a friends and family program for those people in your family or network that aren't in a union. And the way that you can find more out about us is to go to our visit our website, which is www.workingamerica.org. And there's, if you want to join, you can fill out the information, and it costs nothing to join. And you do get some, you get the, first of all, the major benefit of being part of a larger community that will take collective action. But additionally, there's help, include savings with health savings, discounts on everything from phones to car rentals, help handling financial and legal matters, and educational discounts and more, all listed on the website. Along with that, if you have questions that you would like to have addressed, you may call our office, and that office number is 734-222-6496. And Tony, just back to what we would like to see, we feel that it would be great if people's friends and family could be part of the union movement, and especially if they don't have a union, to join us. And that's what Working America is here for, is to give those people an opportunity. And we also feel strongly, our members at Working America, that we are stronger with the more voices that are joining together for the fight for an economic justice and economic equality for everyone. And that's, again, what Working America stands for.
Well, again, this is just an amazing opportunity for people. And it's kind of like that well-kept secret that shouldn't be one. So I'm so glad, Fran Brennan, that we have the opportunity to visit with you today and to share the mission statement and the opportunity that Working America represents with this audience, because certainly this audience is what Working America is all about. We have a very committed middle-class segment to this audience that works hard. There are activists, the proud progressives, people that need help. And you know, as one of the things that we have found out as the Occupy movement grew, Fran, was that people, good people, weren't looking for a handout. They were looking for a hand up. Working America is that hand up.
Yes, you're right. And if I could also, I want to express that the philosophy, too, at Working America is that it is a community and a team effort. And that even includes what we do in our own offices. And if I could just mention that I am very fortunate to work with the field director, Willie Holmes, that is exceptional in getting our organizers to be professional and to know how to have those conversations that are so critical for us. And I have a member coordinator that I work with, Raphael, who is just phenomenal in helping people to develop those community action teams and get that feeling of empowerment out there in their own communities. And then finally, we can't do anything, and I'm sure you're the same way, without our office manager, Linnell Stewart. It is truly in the combination of the administrative staff and then transcending over to our organizers, who are just phenomenal individuals that work day in and day out in rain and snow, because they are so passionate about what Working America stands for and what the opportunities Working America can give to the people they're talking to at the doors when those people become members.
Well, again, this is real simple, folks. Go to workingamerica.org. Just kick the tires, if you will. Read what's there, and I think you're going to, and I know you're going to find that, especially those of you that felt like you have been on your own, you're not, that have been on your own, there's now a community that's there to help you, to help protect you, to give you opportunity. So that's issue number one. Number two, if you'd rather talk to somebody, and I know they'd love to get your phone call, let me give that number out again, 734-222-6496. That's 734-222-6496, and ask them any questions you might have. It's that simple. And again, I was so thrilled that I discovered you last Tuesday, Fran, and that I was able to get you on the show today. And I'm hoping that moving forward, because we're just about out of time now, I'm hoping that moving forward there's lots of things that we can do together to promote the Working America agenda. And just know that we are here for you, Fran.
Thank you so much. And it's been a pleasure to be on this show and a true honor. And thank you very, very much for this opportunity.
All right. Fran Brennan, once again, workingamerica.org. We've got to take a break. So, folks, that's my Christmas gift to you is Working America. Plug in. You know what? The benefits of membership are wide and varied. All right. Great segment. Let's take a quick break here. Julie Naughton on the other side. Get us caught up on the Garden City Education Association. It's a busy morning. We'll get to it all. Stay with us.
Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning again, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. We're still in pretty good shape on the freeways. It's getting a bit busier. 75 southbound coming into 696. If you're on the Ruther westbound at Mound Road, we've got an accident that's off to the left shoulder as a tow truck or help comes along that may end up blocking the left lane, 696 west at Mound.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today. Look for our high near 38 tonight, though. We're going to have a low of 25 and a chance of some snow. Tomorrow, possibly some snow and a high of only 32. Right now, it's overcast and we're at 34 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. In a live webcast on Thursday, the Wisconsin Democratic Party said the people of Wisconsin have already collected nearly enough signatures to recall Governor Scott Walker. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Mike Tate.
In just 30 days, in less than half the time granted, you have done something truly amazing. Your strength and determination has helped us collect more than 507,000 signatures to recall Scott Walker. And we are well on our way to beating our internal goal of collecting more than 720,000.
A total of 240,208 signatures are needed to recall Walker. United Wisconsin says its goal is to collect at least 720,277 signatures to make sure there are more than enough to trigger that recall election. Walker is targeted for recall for his attack on public worker collective bargaining, but a long list of other issues is also fueling this recall effort. Four Republican state senators are also targeted for recall. As recall activists near the number of signatures needed to recall Walker, potential legal trouble is also brewing for Wisconsin's unpopular governor. Andrew Jensen, a Milwaukee-area real estate broker and Walker campaign contributor, has been arrested as part of an FBI and grand jury probe of Walker aides. The FBI is investigating whether Walker aides illegally used Milwaukee County resources for partisan political purposes while Walker was Milwaukee County executive. In September, the FBI raided the home of longtime Walker aide Cynthia Archer. Nearly a dozen people have gotten immunity in return for testimony in the grand jury John Doe investigation. Some basic labor protections could be extended soon, Jesse Russell reports.
Home care workers could soon have the same minimum wage and overtime protections as most occupations. The Obama administration announced on Thursday that it planned to propose regulations that would put those workers, currently classified in the same category as babysitters, under the Fair Labor Standards Act. In a statement, the president said, "They work hard and play by the rules, and they should see that work and responsibility rewarded." For nearly 40 years, home care workers have been under the companionship label, which is exempt from the Fair Labor Standards Act.
Cooper Tire workers in Findlay, Ohio have been locked out since November 28th. In 2008, the workers gave $31 million in pay and benefit concessions to help keep the company afloat. Now the tire company is turning a profit and workers are hoping to recover some of those concessions. The company has announced it plans to open a new plant in Serbia next year. This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour, as we promised yesterday, and as I promised earlier on in the show today. Well, let me take you back to yesterday for just a minute. You'll recall that we had asked you to show up at a town hall meeting yesterday in Garden City. Well, we got word, I don't know, let's call it midday yesterday, that town hall meeting in Garden City with the reprehensible Michelle Klein, the superintendent of the Garden City Public Schools, was canceled. I'm going to venture a guess as to why, but we'll get to that in just a moment. That brings us to today. The town hall meeting didn't happen. We still need action, though. She can run, but she cannot hide. And on Monday, there is a critical school board meeting that, again, we're going to ask you to attend. Joining us now is Julie Naughton, president of the Garden City Education Association, to give us a little update on what transpired yesterday and what we need from you today and moving forward. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks, Tony. Good morning.
Pleasure to have you with us. A big response to you being on the show yesterday. Obviously, this is something that people care about, whether they're in Garden City or not. So explain to us what happened yesterday, and do you have any idea why the town hall was canceled?
You know, we did not get a reason why it was canceled. We just got notification that it was being canceled. And with that, but the teachers actually still showed up, and we were at the middle school. There was a middle school dance last night, and we were greeting parents as they dropped off their students yesterday. We had a big group of teachers there, and we were handing out the letter that was in the paper yesterday and a copy of the ad that was in the paper yesterday, and parents were very supportive.
Of course they're going to be supportive. Julie, you know, one of the things about the truth is it's empowering. You know, you can play the game all you want, but the truth, Julie, is the truth, and all you're trying to do is spread that message.
I feel the same way. In our Facebook pages, you know, we have so much support on them, but there is one person out there on the web, and they are attacking us on our web pages. And it seems to be just one person. It doesn't seem to be a whole slew of people that are unsupportive. So with that, I think we're making some people afraid.
Well, you know, and let's talk again about, why they should be afraid. We have the truth on our side.
Absolutely.
Number one, we know that, and again, this is all my opinion. This is not Julie's opinion. This is my opinion. I want to be very, very upfront about that. The superintendent, Michelle Klein, lied. She bold-faced lied. She broke the Open Meetings Act, in my opinion, which is breaking the law. She tried to negotiate the contract through the media, which, by the way, is against collective bargaining law as well. So my experience is she doesn't really know what she's doing. Then she is avoiding having a direct conversation. I'm not saying confrontational, Julie. I'm saying conversation. Let's just have a very civil discourse about the truth. And the truth is, things are being forced upon the teachers that no one else in the school district has had to deal with. Everybody else, any other group that has a contract, a recent contract. They've all been taken care of, except, Julie, the people that take care of the kids, and that's the teachers.
I agree, Tony. And it's almost as if they're afraid to talk to us. It's almost as if the perception that has been broadcasted from the legislators that teachers are villains, it's being amplified throughout the state. And even our local administrations, you know, they treat us that way. Yesterday I got a phone call from administration telling us that if we're out there for a cause, we cannot be on school property. And then when we were out there, there was a Garden City policeman that actually came up to us and just to make sure that everything was on the up and up and okay. And he was very supportive. He was very pleasant. And, you know, he said he knows what's going on. He's been reading about everything. So with that, I was encouraged.
Well, I'm encouraged as well. Let's remind people what we need them to do, Julie, on Monday, because Monday is a big day for the Garden City Education Association.
It definitely is. On Monday, we need all of our members there. We need community members there. We need parents there. And the biggest thing is, and we need the support of our school board members, which, honestly, Tony, I think we have it. Our school board members want what's best for the school district. They want us, they don't want us to be fiscally irresponsible. They want us to, in Garden City Schools, to stand and be there and not be threatened. And I think they would support us if they listen to the facts.
All right, and where is the school board meeting at?
The school board meeting is at Memorial Elementary. It's 30,001 Marquette Avenue. And I should qualify this. That is where it's scheduled to be.
Is there a chance they could change it? Is there a chance they could change it to a different venue?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. With the town hall meeting being canceled yesterday, I'm just going to keep an eye on it.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know that they can cancel this school board meeting. It's their last business meeting of the year, and I'm sure that they have business that they have to do in an open meeting.
Right. And I don't think they would cancel it. Could it be a possible venue change? There's no telling.
Well, they've got to be a little bit careful because there are laws that protect such things. And they're in all fairness to people that want to be there. Again, they publish where their meetings are. That's, again, part of the law is you have to publish where the meeting is going to be. And I know that, and I don't know exactly what the law states in regard to changing the venue, how many days out it has to be, but maybe we can do some homework on that and get that to this audience. In the meantime, I know you're going to keep me up to date, so I can keep this audience up to date. We just need to continue to keep the pressure on. You can still call. You can still email. All the information is still on our Facebook page. Folks, you may have to scroll down a little bit to find it, but it's all there. So just do the right thing, and let's support the Garden City Education Association. Julie, I'd like to say have a nice, relaxing weekend. I don't know if that's possible, so try to enjoy your weekend. How's that?
I will, absolutely. Thank you so much, Tony.
My pleasure. Julie Naughton, again, president of the Garden City Education Association. Folks, we need to support these people. I can think of an issue that is as nonpartisan as this one is. This isn't about Democrat and Republican. This is about right and wrong. Fair enough? Fair enough? All right. So, okay. We need to help these folks. We need to help them. We need to support them. And this is a simple thing for you guys to do, is to step up and to write the school or to call the superintendent, Michelle Klein, and express your disgust over what they've done. It doesn't matter where you live. This is something you can do. And I'm telling you that the reason they canceled that town hall meeting yesterday is very simple. They got wind of a lot of people showing up, and they didn't want to be confronted. They didn't want to have to deal with the truth. Well, Monday, that's not an option. They have to have this school board meeting. They cannot cancel it. They have business that they have to execute. And there's a protocol for people that get to speak. You have to fill out a form. You get 3 minutes. You know, folks, show up and take three of those minutes. And the very least you can do is call or email your support for the Garden City Education Association. All they want is a contract. That's all they want. That's all they want. And this is all as a result, folks, of your Republican legislature making a mess, making an absolute mess. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. We've got to start forcing our hand a little bit. Fair enough. All right. All right. A couple things before we get to break. And I wish we had more time. We dealt with the Harvey Santana in a good way, which took away some of our time for audio, which I'm more than happy to do breaking news over audio. I have to tell you, we have just a very quick. I'm going to take a call here in a second. We have a very quick week next week. A lot to get to. And so I want to remind you very quickly that if there are changes you'd like to see in the show, I'm taking suggestions. I'm not guaranteeing that if you write me that we're going to do it, but I certainly would like some feedback. Tony@thetonyshow.org. Would love some feedback. Let's quickly go to Sherry in Southfield and welcome her to First Shift. Happy holidays to you, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tony. I love you so much, but I don't know if you know what's going on regarding that defense authorization bill.
I do.
Have you talked about it at all?
No, I really not. I have not in the bigger picture. No, I have not.
Because I heard that the FBI director testified that this is not something that should happen because it would conflict with the police and the military, and I heard the police are against it. And then I heard I don't know if it was a congressperson or who, but somebody, I think, told a human rights organization that the language was changed, and don't worry about it, even if whatever it says, it doesn't mean that. And so this human rights person was on a radio show last night, and she feels that we are being lied to.
Let me make this real quick, Sherry, because we're up against the
okay, this is really serious.
It is very serious. You know what? We're going to work on something Monday or Tuesday. I don't know that we're being lied to. The problem is I can't seem to define the truth, and that's when I get concerned. Anyway, I'm going to have to leave it for there for now. But, Sherry, we will get to the bottom of this. Let's take a quick break. Occupy Detroit occupies First Shift when we continue.
Happy holidays, Detroit. This is Attorney Richard Bernstein thanking all the listeners out there who make this city work every day to make this city stronger. The listeners of this show are the backbone, the people who fight, the people who make a difference, and they're the people that I love the most.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift.
Just joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating.
participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011 there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trivino on 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
It is 7:50, and that means one thing. As it does every morning, it means it's time for Occupy Detroit to once again occupy First Shift. Shannon McEvely joins us now to give us an update on what's going on. Shannon, happy holidays to you, and as always, a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Tony. As always, it is a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I appreciate that. Listen, you know, yesterday we spent a little time talking about the restoration project, the Golden Gate project, and how well that's going. Maybe you can help me out and give me a little bit of an update on how Occupy Our Homes is doing.
Absolutely. So I believe we've talked since the press conference last Tuesday, which went phenomenally well. We got coverage everywhere from the local news to to Rachel Maddow to the New York Times. So that went really, really well. Just an update on the Henrys, specifically on their case. We had the press conference, which was obviously very successful, and immediately following the press conference, Bank of America got in touch with the Henrys and basically made it seem like they were ready to work with them on their loan, but that they didn't have the paperwork together to see who was actually, you know, in charge of speaking for the loan, them or Fannie Mae or somebody else. Bank of America came back a couple days later, saying that Fannie Mae owns the loan, but Bank of America is servicing the loan for Fannie Mae, and that actually their hands were tied, that the Henrys were never offered a remodification. They were offered something else, but that Bank of America had lost the paperwork and were going off of notes. So it's just, I mean, we knew that the system was corrupt and convoluted before, and every update we have from the bank and from Fannie Mae just keeps confirming that for us. So the Henrys have another court date on January 3rd. So their eviction date has been pushed back by at least a day because the judge is going to take another look at their case. We are planning a rally outside of a Bank of America in Southgate around that time, either January 3rd or 4th, which obviously we'll get the details out when we know a little bit more. And then we're also planning a phone bank on Monday to call Fannie Mae and Bank of America. And, you know, we're going to start ratcheting up this public pressure to let them know that we know now we know what they're doing and it's not right. And we're not going to stand for that for the Henrys. We're not going to stand for that with other families in Metro Detroit.
No, I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, how many people are in the same situation the Henrys are in? And this has become so convoluted and so confusing. And when the quote-unquote Shannon powers that be don't even know where, you know, go is. This is problematic. I'm hoping that this judge can take a look at this and somehow rectify this. You know, again, we're talking about people that can afford to be living in their own home but are being told that they can't live there. And this is just ludicrous.
Yeah, it really is. It like I said, the chances that it's just the Henry's case that's like this are very, very slim. This is indicative of what's going on all over the country with foreclosures. Luckily, the Moratorium Now, which is a phenomenal organization, isn't on the Henry's case, too, and are representing the Henry's as opposed to their former attorney who appeared to be pretty terrible. So we have high hopes. We do have high hopes for that court case. In terms of Occupier Homes, we had our first organizing meeting / training on Wednesday.
Is that the one that was at Access?
Yes, that was at Access. We had about 20 people come out who are ready to be trained basically as community organizers to do this anti-foreclosure eviction defense work, which we're really, really excited about. Also, three other families came who are going through, you know, similar situations as the Henry's to talk to one of our housing counselors. Some legal support was there as well. And word is definitely getting out. The Henry's case is getting out, but also the fact that there are people who want to stop this and want to help families in this situation is getting out, and that's really, really exciting.
Oh, that is exciting, and it's important. And I'm just, you know, again, without the Occupy movement, this opportunity wouldn't be there for these people.
I should say that there are people and there are organizations like Moratorium, say, that have been doing this work for a long time and has been working very hard for a very long time with not very much attention, really. And I think that, you know, along with a lot of other things, Occupy has managed to bring more attention and I think especially bring more press. So that is very helpful. But, you know, we have to, you know, we try and, I guess, give respect to the organizations who came before us and who've been doing this work for a very, very long time as well.
Well, you know, again, I feel so good about everything. And by the way, you know, I'm going to give you a little bit of pat on the back. As you know, the protester was Time's Person of the Year, if you will.
Yes.
I think you need to, you know, you need to take a slice of that, Shannon. You do. That's some of that goes to you. So take a bow.
Well, thank you very much. I will do that.
Well, no, I mean, stop and think about it. You certainly are part of that movement. And why shouldn't you get a little, you know, acclamation for that? I think you should.
Thank you. And that was really cool. I don't know if you, in the article, Occupy Our Hood, Occupy the Hood, excuse me. The founder of Occupy the Hood, her name is Ife Jahari, and she's from Detroit. And her picture was actually in the magazine. In the article, which is really, really cool.
That is cool. Well, again, I feel so good about everything that's going on right now between the Restoration Project and Occupy Our Homes. And I know that there's some other stuff that we have to keep quiet on because we're just not ready to discuss it yet. But we will, and there's some really amazing stuff that's coming up. And very much looking forward to continuing this relationship that we have with you folks. Just to empower people, want to remind them that, of course, donations are still and always accepted. If they just go to occupy-detroit.us, very at the very top, says donation, follow the links. It's easy. Do what you need to do and make sure we continue to support the great work that Occupy Detroit is doing. Shannon, that's going to just do it for us for today. Enjoy your weekend. I'm sure we'll be touching base with you at some point next week.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Absolutely. Okay, folks, a very, very quick break here. Joe DeSano on the other side, and I know Joe's got plenty on his docket today, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. I know I'm looking forward to that very much. I am Tony Truppiano. You are listening to First Shift, and this is 1310 WDTW. We'll be back. Bye.
eyes in every storm. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our Caesars Windsor Best Bet Traffic Report brought to you by Metro DTE. That earlier accident westbound 696 at Mound Road, still trying to clear from the left side. And, of course, with all the rain, we've had Hines Drive closed from Ann Arbor Trail to Outer Drive. But looks like they do plan to open the Light Fest tonight through that same stretch of Hines Drive between Ann Arbor Trail and Outer Drive.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today. Look for our high near 38. Tonight, though, we're going to have a low of 25 and a chance of some snow. Tomorrow, possibly some snow and a high of only 32. Right now, it's overcast and we're at 34 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, the Republican presidential candidates got a chance to show off their jams and jellies in one more debate last night before the Iowa caucuses next month. CNN's Bob Costantini joins us live with a recap of the debate. Bob?
Well, Jim, in the Iowa Republican debate, co-sponsored with Fox News, the front runners were the targets of those in the second tier, but not of each other. Newt Gingrich saying he would get the best of the president in a series of debates.
Barack Obama will not have a leg to stand on in trying to defend a record that is terrible and an ideology that is radical.
Mitt Romney again bringing up his business background.
This president doesn't know how the economy works. I believe to create jobs, it helps to have created jobs.
Ron Paul, surging in Iowa, did get into spats with Michelle Bachmann. The top three men were polite to each other, though various attack ads are playing in Iowa. Jim?
CNN's Bob Costantini. There evidently won't be a federal government shutdown as of midnight. It appears Congress has reached a deal to avoid that, and a vote on a bill to pay for government operations through next September is expected today. Japanese officials say the Fukushima nuclear power plant finally has entered a state of cold shutdown, meaning the water in the damaged reactors now is below the boiling point and stable. The prime minister, heard through a translator, says they believe the serious danger is basically over.
Even in the event of an unexpected incident, radiation levels can be kept at sufficiently low levels.
But experts say it could take decades to clean up the radiation contamination completely. Russian authorities seized radioactive material that could only be obtained from a nuclear reactor from the luggage of a passenger on a flight from Moscow to Iran. The passenger got away. Florida Governor Rick Scott's taking some heat from several hundred students at Florida A&M who are upset about his recommendation that trustees suspend the school's president in the wake of the alleged hazing and financial irregularities, but he's standing firm. And Chicago Bears wide receiver Sam Hurd's been charged with conspiring to distribute cocaine. He was arrested in a federal undercover operation. This is CNN Radio.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You may have reduced testosterone. Introducing Ageless Male, clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. You really need to give Ageless Male a try. Today, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
It looks like a terrible year for BlackBerry maker Research in Motion will be followed up by another really tough year. The company says it's forced to delay the rollout of the next generation BlackBerries from early 2012 to late 2012 because of supply issues. It will not be a return to the days when your kids and your dog got three credit card offers per week in the mail, but credit card companies are expected to ramp up the offers in 2012. This after the biggest issuers said customer default rates on accounts have dropped dramatically this year. Those with weaker credit scores may see the first influx of card offers in a few years. In the coming hour, we get the November Consumer Price Index. The reading of retail inflation is predicted to increase, but only by a tiny 0.1%. It's been a good day around the world for markets. Asian indexes moving higher, European markets holding slightly higher. Right now, S&P futures are tacking on 8 points, NASDAQ futures up 14. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You may have reduced testosterone. Introducing Ageless Male, clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. You really need to give Ageless Male a try. Today, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Welcome back to the show.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. The end of a great week of shows is wrapped up with a chat with Joe DeSano. And yes, Jeff, it's almost time for breakfast meeting. Jeez, is food all you guys think about? Now, back to Tony.
And welcome back indeed. Six and a half minutes after the hour. Tony Trupiano with you. We got a lot to get to in this hour. We got quite an ambitious agenda with Joe DeSano. So we're gonna plug into him real quick. I want to remind you, of course, you're always welcome to join us. Last week it was wall to wall calls when we had Joe on, which was kind of nice actually. 888-552-3595 is the phone number for the show. Toll free, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. Guys, give me my intro. Let's get going.
It's time to talk politics with our political strategist
from Main Street Strategies,
Joe DeSano.
And joining us now, from the state capitol, is none other than Joe DeSano. Joe, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Welcome back. One more Friday before we take a break for the year. But we're reconnecting with Joe. Technology, you got to love it. We got to get him a more stable phone. You know, maybe some kind of secret phone that only rings in the studio. You know, one of them red phones. Without a dial on it, wouldn't that be cool? I think we've got him. Joe, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. I've joined up with the Crime to Liberation Front, and we're putting together the final assault on the war on Christmas, as all the right-wingers would like to believe.
Yeah.
So we're in the final preparation.
Yeah, whatever that's about. Hey, listen, there's a lot going on today, but no bigger story than what happened late last night on the House floor. Harvey Santana was in a direct confrontation with another representative from a Democrat, Nathan from Detroit. Harvey called the show this morning, Joe, at 6:50 and explained what happened and apologized profusely for his behavior. He took complete responsibility for that, but it sure is making news this morning, is it not?
Yeah, it's it is statewide news. It's all over the mainstream television stations, which is kind of odd. I'll be honest, when they were teasing Senator Roger Kahn,
Joe, I'm gonna stop you. I'm gonna stop you right here. Our connection is really bad, so I'm gonna put you on hold. We're gonna give you a chance to reconnect with us because this is sounding awful, and that's not fair to the audience. And so we will do that. Let us reconnect with Joe, and we'll start this conversation all over again because I want it to be right. It sounds terrible. And folks, everybody deserves better than that. Technology is, you know, imperfect. I'm okay with that. If we don't get them on, I won't be okay with it. But for now, I am. I want to remind you, I see that our friends from the Garden City Education Association have reposted a lot of good information to our Facebook page. So if you want to be supportive of the Garden City teachers, the way to do it is right there. It's right there. We can't make it any easier for you. We can't. So utilize that and be supportive of the Garden City Education Association and the hardworking teachers there that are just looking for a fair contract, fairness period, and truth. All right, let's give it another shot. Let's see how Joe sounds now. Joe, welcome back.
Well, hopefully this is an improvement.
Much improved. Much improved. Right. Absolutely. Right. All right. Well, we're going to start that conversation all over again. We're talking about Harvey Santana. Of course, I shared with you that he called this show, explained what had happened from his side. He apologized profusely for his behavior. He felt that it was inappropriate and apologized profusely for that. But again, we were saying that it's made statewide news.
Yes, it's statewide news. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the secondary national outlets pick it up, too. Here's tensions are high in the Capitol. I mean, you've got a situation where Democrats are desperately trying to make themselves actually relevant in the legislative process, and Republicans are doing their darndest to make sure that Democrats remain voiceless. So, you know, sometimes people get angry with each other, and I think everyone's frustrations with the Snyder administration and his cronies in the House and Senate. Because, you know, this is the end of the legislative year, so they're trying to cram all the work they avoided during the course of the year into the last few days. And what you have is, this is also the period of time where they push through the controversial things, because they figure everyone is involved in holiday preparations and their attention is diverted elsewhere, so they can put in really disgusting legislation like the changes to the unemployment compensation, stuff that really desperately hurts people who are in desperate straits. And I guess tempers will flare up in situations like this, and I got to tip my hat to Mr. Santana for taking full responsibility for what happened there. So, you know, that shows that he's a man of character, and, you know, we need more of those people. And frankly, hey, look, having all that passion isn't a crime in itself. So sometimes when those passions take hold, we do stuff we regret. I know I'm guilty of it.
No, and as am I. You know, I think that, and I said this to Harvey on the air, and I have no problem reiterating what I said. I think that the majority of us would rather have more people like Harvey Santana that wear their heart on their sleeves, that are not afraid to alliterate their passion and to put themselves out there, knowing full well that there are going to be times where they're going to look very human, Joe DeSano, and that's okay with me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I agree with everything you just said, and I would I would go one step further and say if we had more people out there who wore their heart on their sleeves and really showed a passion for this, and instead of, 110 members of the House and 38 members of the Senate, the majority of them are duplicitous double dealers who are in for it for themselves and how it benefits them and their friends, I think we get a lot more done. I think we get a lot more responsible public policy, and we certainly wouldn't have some of the legislation we've seen in the last 9 months.
Yeah, no question that's true. And again, yesterday was a brutal day. Harvey and I talked about this morning, and Joe, let's have this conversation. Yesterday, if you were a Democrat, especially if you were a Democrat serving in the House or the Senate, it was not a good day for you. Every 20 minutes, you were being defeated on legislation.
Yeah.
Did we lose Joe? Joe, are you there? No, apparently we've lost Joe, so we'll have to, Jeff will do his tweaking as he always does. He's the magician. He's the magician, I tell you. He can do anything. But again, as I was going to say, it yesterday was one of those days, and if you heard my interview with Harvey Santana this morning, where every time you turned around, it was one defeat after another for the Democrats. And I've got to tell you, there are a lot of outraged citizens this morning because of the legislation that passed yesterday, the legislation that's heading to the governor's desk, everything from unemployment insurance to Public Act 4 and everything in between. So imagine sitting in that environment. And think about this for a moment. Sitting in that environment, you show up to work every day, work as hard as you can to be ignored. And then the last day of your legislative session, every time you turn around, the vote's going against you. Joe DeSano, that's going to piss you off at a pretty rapid pace.
And I think that's really at the heart of what this was about yesterday. I don't think Representative Bates and Representative Santana have any real personal beef with each other. I think it's more a case of just the general frustration with getting awful legislation shoved down your throat minute after minute after minute. And, tempers are going to flare. So hopefully they've patched up their differences. They've realized who the real enemies are. And we'll move forward here in 2012.
Well, and again, I think that you've portrayed it perfectly, and that's really where it is at. Certainly, Representative Santana gave us every indication that he will not and does not plan to carry a grudge. And he expects that by the end of the day today, the two of them will have talked. And he said that, over the course of the upcoming weeks, everything's going to, play out the way it's going to play out, but it's going to be fine. Again, I'll just say it one more time. I'd rather have a guy like Harvey Santana that's willing to put it out there. You don't have to guess where you stand with Harvey. There's something to be said for that's kind of rare trait in a politician, Joe. I'm sorry, what was that, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I think we're getting up on a break here, so let's see if we can get a better connection to Joe DeSano as we continue to move through the morning here. It's a little bit frustrating, but we are up against the break anyway. A lot to get to when we continue. Of course, you're welcome to join us at any time. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony@thetonyshow.org. And I do that just for Jeff now, by the way, although Anthony enjoys it as well. And on Twitter @TonyTruppiano, feel free to join us. We're going to reconnect with Joe DeSano. Let's all go fill up our coffee. We come back. We got lots to do. Stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, bringing holiday greetings to everybody, and I hope that everybody, in the spirit of the season, will reach out to their neighbors, to the homeless, those who lack food, those who lack the basics of life, and lend a helping hand in the spirit of the season.
1310 WDTW, Continuous Traffic Watch.
Tony, our total traffic update. We look pretty good out there. You can tell that Friday morning lighter than normal traffic has helped a little bit. Coming eastbound, though, on 96 between Milford and Beck, we still have plenty of heavy traffic in pockets. As you come south on 75, busier toward the Reuther, 696 west coming into 75, an accident there off to the right shoulder.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today. Our high could be 38. Tonight, there is a chance of snow as we drop down to 25 degrees. Tomorrow, our high near 32 and also a chance of snow. Right now, mostly cloudy, 31 degrees out near Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, tech is in.
What the hell?
I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be turning out e-readers, digital SLR cameras, laptops, and Beats by Dr. Dre solo headphones for $179.99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/17.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels. Hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more, only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. We are still trying to reconnect to Joe DeSano. That doesn't mean we don't have other things to get to, including the phone lines, which we'll do in just a moment. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Anyway, we'll do that. Let's do that. Let's go to the phones and welcome Ann and Melvindell to First Shift. Ann, happy holidays to you. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, thank you. You know, Detroit or DTE wants to build another new nuclear reactor, Fermi 3, in Monroe, and I appreciate the. Some people from 99% were at the hearing last night, and they spoke up kind of loud, but that was good. They did a mic check, and, you know, we were trying to be polite, and they spoke up a little louder than us, and that's good because they really had something to say.
Well, you know, Nan, and with all, you know, and listen, it's nice to be polite. Sometimes you have to speak a little louder to be heard. There's nothing wrong
That's right. So the comment period is going until January 11th, and it sounds like a really bad thing for us here in Michigan. They want to, build another nuclear reactor, and that would be a disincentive for all the little things that are starting up the alternative energy.
Well,
because it would take money away from alternative energy.
Well, it would, and we know that, especially, and Ann, thank you for your call, and I appreciate you bringing this to our attention. We know that the wind turbines are catching on here in Michigan, not as quickly as I would like, but we do know that those are catching on. And beyond the wind turbines, we need to be careful because we're not seeing as much investment into solar power as I would like. And I don't know that more nuclear, we need another nuclear reactor, especially in the same area where we already have one. Let me do some homework, a little research on that topic, and see if we can get some more information to you folks on that. Again, feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Those of you that are waiting for Joe DeSano, so are we. We've had some problems staying connected to him this morning. He does live in a more rural part of the state, and so our communications is sometimes less than reliable, so we may not have him back today, but that's fine because we have plenty to get to, including our next caller. Let's welcome John. John, welcome to First Shift. Happy holidays to you. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, happy holidays to you, Tony. Hi, I'm president of Local One. We represent 16 districts, 14 in Macomb County and 2 in Wayne County. And I'm just calling to talk about the passage of Senate Bill 618 yesterday.
Yeah.
Dave Hecker from the AFT on yesterday. I didn't have a chance to call in, but I wanted to pick up on one of the things that he was discussing, which is the fact that this bill really has nothing to do with improving public schools, but it has everything to do with converting our public schools into private for-profit charters.
Yeah,
this is all about making money.
It absolutely is. For those that don't know what SB 618 is, John, let's define that for them. It was the bill that basically blows the cap off of charter schools, allows at some point, I believe it's in 2015, if I'm correct, an unlimited amount of charter schools. And John, this is problematic at a lot of different levels.
Yeah, it really is. One of the things that our investigations here, too, Tom McMillan is now the new chair of the House Education
mm-hmm.
Committee. And Tom McMillan's ties to private for-profit charters are he was the president of Prevail Heritage Academies from 04 to 08. And he's looking at helping to blow the cap off of this the charter schools, will allow Prevail Academies, one of the largest for-profit chains in the country, to now expand exponentially to where they can be just a huge player in the state of Michigan. And Tom McMillan's ties to this are directly related to that, as well as the Mackinac Center. One of the lawyers that signed off on the Prevail Heritage Academy, her name is Lorraine Monk, and you can look that up on anything on the internet. And Lorraine Monk is directly connected to the Mackinac Center and is a lawyer who has signed off on many public charters. And so you've got this connection between the Mackinac Center, Tom McMillan. You've got one of the other factors here, too, is Tom McMillan, Phil Pavlov, who is the Senate chair of the Education Committee.
And by the way, Phil Pavlov has a recall campaign against him that's quite active in St. Clair County.
He does, and in no small part because of his attacks on public schools and the things that he's done. One of the things, though, too, one of the ties that Phil Pavlov, Tom McMillan, Governor Snyder, my representative in Sterling Heights, Jeff Farrington, and another one in Macomb County, Pete Lund, they all have one thing in common. None of them have children in public schools. They have no ties to public schools. Tom McMillan's kids, of course, through the Prevail Academies. Jeff Farrington, his kids are educated through Lutheran schools. You've got Governor Snyder's kids are all privately educated at a cost of $20,000 a year. And one of the things that these guys have seen is that public schools, although their kids aren't involved, they're not involved, they realize that's where the money is. And by allowing for-profit charters to come in, they can, through the profit motive here, they're going to be able to convert our public school tax dollars into a money-making machine for them or for politically connected people that they know.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not right. And the real key was one of the amendments that the Democrats tried desperately to get through. Of course, they didn't get anything done. But one of them is important here was that these charter schools should be non-profit. And that was a key element that did not happen. They made absolutely sure that the charters are for-profit. And that's kind of the key element here, that we're totally against.
Right. And John, we're going to have to take a break here in just a second. You know,
sure.
We should, and at some other point. You know, and John, you know, send me an email later. Maybe we'll get you on as a guest here and to talk about these issues in greater detail. Be happy to have you on as a guest. But, you know, the what David Hecker and I began a discussion on the cyber schools, which have become quite problematic. And we look, and again, if you follow the money, John, what we clearly find out is this is really just about trying to get at the public dollars that are already in education to drag them into the private sphere. That's what this is about. That's all that this is about.
Tony, Wednesday, front page of the New York Times had that about cyber schools, K-12 cyber schools.
Yeah.
They have 9,000 students nationwide. The president made $5 million.
Yeah,
paid by public tax dollars.
That should be a sin, John. That should be a sin. John, thank you for your call. Happy holidays to you. We got to take a break. We do have Joe DeSano back, so we will get to him after we take this quick break. I am Tony Truppiano. It's been an interesting day, folks. Needless to say, happy to be with you as always. Joe DeSano will continue with me when we continue after this. Stay with us.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Our Friday morning ride has been a pretty good one. We haven't had anything that's made anybody really late, behind, or anything that you have to plan extra time for. A couple of earlier accidents, 275 South after 6 Mile off on the right shoulder, 696 West at 75. That one's also been off on the right shoulder, not causing any kind of a slowdown.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today. Our high could be 38. Tonight, there is a chance of snow as we drop down to 25 degrees. Tomorrow, our high near 32 and also a chance of snow. Right now, mostly cloudy, 31 degrees out near Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
They say the early bird gets the worm, which is fine with me because I really don't want a worm. I did, however, want one of those Ferrari FFs that Neiman Marcus was offering in its Christmas catalog this year. With a 651-horsepower V12 engine, this baby can top 200 miles an hour. That would really shorten my commute, except, of course, for little hindrances like rush hour traffic, uptight cops, and speed bumps. Yet, just having an FF parked in my driveway would speak volumes about my prestige and personal worthiness in this world. Start with a beautiful interior done in semi-aniline leather. I don't know what aniline is, nor do I know why it's only semi rather than full aniline, but I like the fact that Neiman's throws in a matching three-piece set of luggage, including a travel bag for golf clubs, made out of the same stuff. There's beaucoup room for luggage, too. The FF has 16 cubic feet of trunk space, which I think is bigger than my bedroom. However, I have to say that I'm not wild about the car's color, which the catalog calls Grigio Caldo. Huh? I learned from an Italian dictionary that this means warm drab, which doesn't exactly light my fire. But maybe the dull color is why these Ferraris are priced at only $395,000 each. And what the hey, you can always take the car to an Earl Scheib paint shop and have the color juiced up. What makes the FF worth the price, though, is its exclusiveness. Neiman's made only 10 of them available, and get this, each one comes with a numbered plaque, thus certifying that you're one of the 10 most special humans on Earth. This is Jim Hightower saying, but alas, I call too late to get mine. Neiman said that it sold out within 50 minutes of the sales date. It just shows how tough it is out there for us luxury shoppers, and you thought you had it bad.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today. Tweet. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. We do have Joe DeSano back with us with Main Street Strategies. It's been a difficult morning for Joe. Thankfully, we've got an audience that has been kind enough to help fill in the gap while Joe was gone, but we have him back now. And Joe, pleasure to have you back.
Oh, glad to finally be back.
And now it sounds like you're sitting right next to me, so we're doing well.
Yeah, well, I had computer problems. So originally, I was using the cell phone, which caused all the problems. And during the break, I figured out my computer problem, so now I'm joining you via Skype.
Well, good. We got you, and that's what matters. A lot going on, a lot to talk about. Now, you know, before we go any further, I was kind of hoping, and I was going to send you an email on this anyway, maybe next Friday, because that'll be our last one of the year. We're taking that week off between Christmas and New Year. You know, maybe we can do, top 5 political stories, top 10 political stories of the year based on Main Street Strategies. A compass, if you'd like.
Oh, that's, excuse me. Of course, yeah.
That'd be
something I could be feel very good putting together for you.
All right. Well, good. I'll look forward to that. Well, let's take a look at some of the stuff that is that is going down today. And you know, interestingly, we of course still have, and it's really going to start heating up after the first of the year, but. That doesn't mean that there still isn't political activity going on. And former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee in the state, actually for Gary Glenn, which made me scratch my head. Joe, what the hell is that all about?
Well, Gary Glenn is a big poobah in the former group known as the Christian Coalition. He's very much a hard right family activist, and of course it's his very narrow definition of a family, and he was very helpful to Mike Huckabee during Huckabee's presidential run 4 years ago. So now Huckabee came to Genesee County to endorse Gary Glenn and return the favor, and they appeared at rest stops up and down I-75, greeting Gary Glenn's constituency. And, we're starting to see Gary Glenn pick up some speed and perhaps emerge as the Tea Party alternative to Pete Hoekstra. I still think it's going to be one of the other candidates, not Gary Glenn, but, you know, bringing in someone of Huckabee's stature is not insignificant. He has a very devoted following, Huckabee has, in the state, and if that transfers over to Gary Glenn, Gary Glenn very well might be a player.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it says that. Maybe it doesn't. I just I smiled when I saw the story, and And frankly, I don't know that anything can help Gary Glenn.
Well, I think many, many years of therapy and doing a tour with the Village People might turn Gary Glenn around, because he's definitely definitely has some problem stuff in the closet.
We'll let that speak for itself, Joe. Absolutely. Moving on, because we're kind of up against the clock with our phone problems today. But a huge story this week, and certainly it manifested again one of those pieces of legislation that would cause some irritation yesterday, was something that the state legislature should have never got involved in, and that's the redistricting of in Oakland County. For the state legislature to get involved in a local issue like that, obviously is problematic, and will begin now a legal showdown, Joe, that the Democrats in Oakland County are more than prepared for.
Yeah, L. Brooks Patterson has been pushing legislation here in Lansing that passed the House and Senate that would specifically alter Oakland County's ability to reconfigure their election districts after the census, and Democrats seized control over the past few years of the majority of the decision makers who actually lay out the districts and put together a reapportionment plan that was competitive for both parties. And of course, L. Brooks Patterson wants to maintain his hammerlock on politics within the county of Oakland, and so he's appealed to his friends in Lansing to pass legislation. And you know, on one hand, you have to remember that this is really politically motivated. No one's defending this as anything but political. In fact, I think it should be noted that when it passed the state senate, not one state senator actually spoke in favor of the bill. They just voted and let it slide. So now it's in the governor's hands. We're going to find out what kind of governor he is, if all his bipartisan rhetoric, and up until this date, it's really been rhetoric, we'll find out if there's any truth to what he was selling voters last fall. I would tend to think not. I would tend to think that he's going to sign this bill into law. And I also think that the courts are going to blow it up in their faces, because I've been assured by legal minds far, far, far more intelligent than me that it's very likely that the courts toss this aside, and then we go back to the original intent of the voters in Oakland County. So there you have that, and the governor is going to have to make a tough decision about really what kind of governor he's going to be, and he has a multitude of those decisions coming up, including too many to really mention in the short time that we have together.
It seems to me, and we're going to get to some of those other issues, by the way, before we're done today, and I'm going to keep you as long as you'll stay today. We have till 9 o'clock, so if you'd like to use our time today, you feel free to do that.
Okay, I'd be happy to.
Oh, good. Let's for a moment, of the things that you told me you'd like to discuss today is Nolan Finley's most recent column that's titled "Social Meddling Will Trip Michigan GOP." That I was not surprised to find that on your list of topics for today, Joe.
Well, it's when someone like Nolan Finley, who is as anti-union and anti-middle class, and I agree on something, there, you know there's something interesting to it. And he points out, rightly so, I think, that the Republicans in 2010 were elected to turn the economy around, not, social engineer. Republicans are all against big government until it's something they want to achieve. And what we have here is a pretty large cadre on both sides of the aisle in Michigan who want to social engineer a far right agenda that involves, every aspect of, gay marriage, abortion, nothing that does anything about changing jobs creating jobs here in the state. And Finley's opinion is that the Republicans are losing their focus and straying in the social social engineering, and they're putting their majority at risk. And I would agree completely with this, and I hope, you know, where Nolan Finley and I part ways is that he wants them to stop. I actually want to encourage them, because I think Nolan Finley is absolutely right. It places their agenda in, it places their majority in danger in 2012. And I think the perfect example of that was the recent recall of Paul Scott up in Genesee County.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. Reading this piece, which I do read Nolan Finley every time he writes, because he often upsets me, which is what I need. I need to be upset. But it seems that as I was reading this piece, I was kind of forced to admit that the worst could yet be ahead of us, Joe, and that's an uncomfortable thing to admit.
Well, and I got to give you credit for reading Nolan Finley. He's often infuriating. He's also incredibly biased. He has a very narrow worldview, but at least you're willing to have your worldview and your opinions challenged. So, you know, I think that's more than a lot of people are willing to do. And I think the worst very well may be to come. And again, I go back to my previous point. We're going to have to find out what kind of governor this is, because he's going to have to deal with a right-to-work law aimed only at public school teachers, and he's repeatedly said that right-to-work is not on his agenda. Now, he doesn't say he'd veto it. He doesn't say he'd sign it. He'd say it's not on his agenda, which is, you know, the dodges that he was allowed to get through during the 2010 campaign only continue now. But as governor, the rubber hits the road, and the bills hit your desk, and you've got to make a decision. And, it could get worse. It could get very worse. And now, you know, you got the governor telling college graduates to stay in Detroit and not go to places like Chicago and New York. Stay in Detroit where you can really make a difference. But then they also push legislation that bans stem cell research, burdensome requirements on stem cell research, really heinous late-term abortion legislation. And also, you know, the state's becoming increasingly hostile to the gay community, which, you know, frankly, if you want to keep young folks in the state, they're not going to hang around if you're out there demonizing, you know, a group of people. They're going to run away to a place where they're frankly a little bit more open to that and a little bit more tolerant of homosexuals.
No, there's no question. All of that is true. All right, we need to take a quick break here. You will stay with us, Joe?
I'll stay as long as you need me.
All right, great. Well, we got about 8 minutes on the other side. I'm going to take all of them. Joe DeSano with us. We apologize, of course, for our technical difficulties earlier on in the show, but we've been able to work that out, and we've got a lot of great stuff to get to after this break. So I want you to all stay where you're at, and we'll get to it, as much of it as we can, at least. Happy holidays to each and every one of you. I'm starting to feel that Christmas spirit a little bit. Why not? All right, we'll take the break. We'll be back. This is 1310 WDTW.
My name is Stephen Henderson. I'm the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, and I want to wish everybody who listens to First Shift a very happy holiday.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Recently on First Shift,
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources? This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training. And
G.I. Jane. He references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers, because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Tea Party guy, by the way.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Just before we get back to Joe DeSano, I do want to remind you that we've come up with a nice little toll-free number for you to call to get more information if you are looking to bring a union into your workplace. Write this number down, 1-800-321-6406. 1-800-321-6406. And it can be as not anonymous as you'd like to be. Just tell them that you'd like more information about starting a union in your workplace. I can't think of a better gift going into the holidays than empowering yourself with that kind of knowledge and going into the new year knowing you're going to do something amazing, not only for yourself, but for your coworkers and, ladies and gentlemen, for your family as well. Being in a union, it truly is the gift that keeps on giving. Again, that number to call is 1-800-321-6406. And I'm telling you right now, that'll get you to all the information you need to find out what you need to do to start a union. All right, let's go back to Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. Joe, an interesting story this week. Thad McCotter seems to make news every 3 months or so, no matter what he's doing. And he had, I don't know how you would define this, a mutiny? He had a lot of staff leave all at one time.
I would call it a mass exodus, which, of course, I would say, who really saw this coming, because Thad McCotter seems so stable. usually what happens when you have staffers leave the office, I mean, people go on to do other jobs, take better positions that pay more or give more responsibility. But so every once in a while, you see a situation where a staff resigns en masse. And this is one of those cases. And it's his chief of staff, his senior advisor, and his spokesperson all have left the congressional office in Washington, D.C. within the past week. And it shows to me, or underscores to me, the instability, the instability that we often see with McCotter. And, you know, here on your show, we like to talk and speculate about what the story is behind the story. And I think really one of the things we have to look at here is, as Thad McCotter goes into what I think will be a somewhat competitive primary facing State Senator Mike Kowal, why did his staff members leave on the eve of an election year? you could speculate till the cows come home, but the fact of the matter is these are his closest advisors abandoning him as he goes into a fight for his life. Now, maybe they were only sticking around because they thought they were going to end up in the Oval Office, and when McCotter pulled the plug on the presidential campaign, they knew that the dream was over, the dream was dead, and they would have to go on to somewhere else if they wanted to work in the White House. But the matter remains that McCotter now is out there friendless and advisorless on the eve of a primary, and Mike Kowal will take it to him. Mike Kowal will underscore his, McCotter's instability and eccentricities. So I think this does not bode well for McCotter heading into the new year, and I can't wait to hear the real reasons as to why the staff quit en masse.
Yeah, and I'll just point out, just because we need to move on, that this is not the first time he has had a mass exodus from his office. In fact, it's my understanding that over the last 24 months or so, he's had more than 20 staffers come and go. That's an exceptionally high turnover in staff. But, you know, speaking of staff, Newt Gingrich, who is doing better in the polls, Joe DeSano, I guess is starting to give Michigan a little more attention, is looking to build a campaign here.
Yeah, he's starting to put together the building blocks of a real campaign here in the state. Often what happens in these presidential races is you see candidates who break late and catch a surge late in the game. They're often caught flat-footed outside of states like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, so they're not able to capitalize on their momentum. And we've seen it time and time again. Well, Newt Gingrich is putting together the underpinnings of a campaign here in the state, and he's picked former judge and former state representative Bill Runco as the point man here on the Gingrich campaign here in the state. And so they're going to be opening up an office and being able to run volunteers out of there, and they're going to do everything they can to give Romney a run for his money here in the state. Now, as a funny aside, Bill Runco ran his wife, some may remember, in 1998 for the state senate, and she was defeated by then State Senator George Hart, partly because the fact that she had breast implants had come to light, and she had sued Dow Corning for faulty breast implants, and she denied. It's ridiculous this even became an issue, but Bill Runco is still married to her, and hopefully the breast implants, and she's in a very healthy place. But she did sue and receive a settlement from Dow Corning, which kind of turned her and her campaign into a bust, so to speak. So anyways, yeah, Runco is the point man for Gingrich here in the state, I still have a tough time taking Gingrich seriously, but when I do see an infrastructure being built in a second-tier caucus or second-tier primary state like Michigan, that's actually a sign that perhaps he's more serious than I'm willing to give him credit for at this point.
Well, you know, we did a little poll earlier this week, as we do a poll every day. Some of them are taken much more seriously than others. Some of them get very little notice. Others... of them get quite a bit of notice, and our poll on Newt Gingrich early in the week had a huge return with a very mixed results. Some people saying, yep, this guy's for real. A lot of people saying, no, he's not. A lot of people saying, I can't figure it out. So, and I think that pretty much matches the national trend. We know one thing for sure. He is showing a whole lot more than anybody ever thought he could or would, especially at this point in the process, Joe.
Well, and also you need to remember, in a primary and a caucus, you don't need 50% of the vote. You only need 20-30% in many cases. And the situation is you can afford to be a bit more polarizing when you only need to get a plurality and not a majority. And clearly Gingrich is a polarizing figure in national politics and has been for three decades. So people are going to have hard and fast opinions of him. I just, you know, the thing that keeps on going into my mind is, how do you take down a guy whose negatives are already out there, have already been judged upon by the public? I mean, there's nothing new to bring to the table. He's a scumbag from way back, and Republican primary voters, or at least a good chunk of them, are quite comfortable with that.
Yeah, go figure. Joe, we're out of time. Thank you. We'll wrap things up next Friday with the year end or a look back and maybe a little bit of a look forward, but that'll be next week. In the meantime, Joe, have a great week, and thanks for your time today.
My pleasure.
All right. Very much, folks, that's going to do it for us. Anthony and Jeff, thank you. Audience, you've been wonderful. Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our last look at the roadways, the last day of the week. You're going to find that it's a pretty good one. The beauty of Friday is always a little bit lighter than normal traffic, plus holiday time, vacation time. We just haven't had too many big issues out there. But, of course, from all the rain we had earlier in the week, Hines Drive always seems to be closed between Ann Arbor Trail and Outer Drive. But Wayne County says it will open that stretch for the Light Fest tonight.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today. Our high could be 38. Tonight, there is a chance of snow as we drop down to 25 degrees. Tomorrow, our high near 32 and also a chance of snow. Right now, mostly cloudy, 31 degrees out near Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com.